Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Stephen Ross, who's the CEO of Ross Insurance Brokers, who's a Dave Ramsey trusted provider, and we'll be talking about health insurance. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
So health insurance, that's about a 2-minute topic, so we'll be done here really fast and everyone will understand fully everything about health insurance. Of course not. Man, what a huge broad category that is, and what a source of contention and confusion. So get us started with when you are working with your clients and they need maybe a second opinion on health insurance or getting that conversation started, where do you start in serving them?
I think one of the biggest things is a lot of people out there, they think they know, but they really don't know. And it's just, there's so many, as you say, like you have started there, it's a very vast subject. Yeah. And obviously very, sadly, it's very political. And it's really sad is that we should have a choice and a right to our own healthcare and plans that we want, rather than sort of like the government's dictating this and telling us how to do this and how to do that. And then networks and problems. And it's just, it always tends to be a constant mess.
Yeah.
And I think when I saw a lot of families out there, they were just really struggling of trying to figure out what's best for them. And so that's where we spend, you know, hours and hours of time researching and trying to figure out what is the right plan for that family situation, rather than just, you know, doing a quick Google search, where fortunately a lot of people do that. And then they try to do it on their own. And 90% of them we find end up doing it wrong, making mistakes. They think they did right, but really they didn't. And we can generally put them into a much better situation.
And they went through a lot of confusion and time and pain and suffering just figuring out getting that policy that tends to be not the right one for them anyway. So if they work with someone like you, I heard you say that you spend hours and hours. Well, doesn't that mean dollars and dollars?
It does, and that's it's I guess man hours, you know, studying, you know, researching and trying to find what's best. But the beauty of it is, guess what? It's free. Our service is free. We don't charge anything for it. You know, the rates are exactly the same no matter where you go. And some people think, well, I'm going to shop that rate with another agent or another person. Well, the rate is set by law regardless of where you go.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference about us, is that people can have the confidence of just, hey, talk to us. We're here to help. We want to answer all your questions. And it saves you so much time and make less mistakes. And we can actually do, you know, we can eliminate some people, you know, you can go in there and see there's 100 different plans. We can eliminate that within minutes down to maybe 2 or 3 options that would work for you. I mean, that just makes it so much easier.
You know, it reminds me of my wife and I celebrated 25 years of marriage, and we wanted to go to Hawaii, and it was our dream vacation. And we started looking around and started getting more and more frustrated and confused. And so the thought hit me, well, don't travel agents do this? And aren't they kind of like either low cost or free? Well, as we know, travel agents work, they place you with all of the, you know, resorts and the airlines, and they get paid from those places, and it doesn't cost you anything more. It's totally free. And it just was such a relief to get that email and go, oh, here's 4 options. And I'm like, I'll take that one. Thank you. Done. Same as what you do. If you place someone with whatever health insurance provider, that client could have gone directly to them and said, here's what I need. And they're not going to get a better plan, or another agent isn't going to get a better plan. So why not have you guys do all the research and figure it out for them?
Yeah. I mean, and some people try to do that. They try to buy it on their own, and then they've got to call the company and be on hold for an hour or two just to get through to somebody, hoping it's the right person.
Yep.
Where they could call us and get through in a minute and answer the question.
And let you guys, you know, earn what the companies are going to pay you. And you sit on hold, or you do the research, or you ask the right questions to the client. Because I think one of the scariest things is you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know to get this or ask this or add this writer or all these different things, maybe you're not getting the very best plan for you. So I think that's a huge win, because it's your industry. You have to stay up to date, certified, continuing education, always learning. You know, you're always staying in touch with these providers. So you know, use your expertise for that.
Yep. And some people realizing as well is we are paid a flat fee. So people are like, how do we get paid? Well, how do we make money? Right. Is it's a membership, you know, it's paid per month. That's how we get paid a set amount. And it's basically kind of like a way that we're an extension of that insurance company mm-hmm. because we service on their behalf rather than paying us like an hourly rate because they can't really monitor that. It's just a flat fee of looking after customers. So we're there to stand on your behalf and help you whenever you got questions or help in that situation for that.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense. So obviously, even when you think you have got the best and the right plan for you, there always are gaps. Talk a little bit about what gaps are, what that looks like, and sure. what are some of the things that you guys do to make sure either that there's not gaps or that if there's an unavoidable gap, that you've got a provision to take care of that.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, I started with Dave Ramsey helping, you know, clients, you know, wanted help through Dave Ramsey, you know, 12 years ago, is we see these deductibles at $2,000, you know, max out of pocket. And people are like, oh my gosh, such a high deductible. And they would freak out.
Wow.
Now, you know, and what we're seeing is, you know, the max out of pocket for an individual's $9,000, yep. even yep. on the gold plan. And then we get a husband and wife, that's $18,000 for a family. Then you add the premium onto it. And, you know, say the average is say paying, you know, say $600-$700 a month for their plan. Now we're looking at, you know, close to $20,000 to $30,000 maximum exposure. And it's like, how on earth are they supposed to fund that?
Yeah.
When we look at what's the percentage of families that are living paycheck to paycheck? It's impossible. You know, that goes so against what Dave Ramsey says, because it's like someone has a medical crisis. Now they have to go in debt, take a loan to pay the medical bill. I mean, it just seems weird. This is like crazy that we have these huge out of pockets that are there. And so when I see that, it's like, no one wants to go get care because they're scared if something goes wrong, they're going to have this massive bill. And so that's where we try to go in there. We have, you know, different plans that could actually cover those deductibles at a very minimal cost. And it's when I say minimal cost, it could be like $1 or $2 a day to help cover those expenses. And it really is a unique way of doing it, giving you the freedom to get the healthcare that you need.
That's really huge because those things are unavoidable. You know, it really is something that you have a big deductible and it is what it is. So you've got kind of like, I guess in my mind, I think of it as supplemental. Is that supplemental right. insurance?
Yeah. And we have these different ones that, you know, you hear the different ones like Aflac and so yeah. forth. But their plans are so limited because they pay like a set dollar amount, and these indemnity plans, the different ones that are out there that pay a set dollar amount. What we're talking about is actually paying the medical bill. So when something happens, you know, zero deductible covers the whole thing, you know, for your whole family, and knowing that you can actually get that care without breaking the bank.
Yeah, that's so for instance, and I'm thinking as a consumer, you know, here I am with my $9,000 deductible. And so if something happened, you're saying you've got a plan where I would be paying a separate policy, small investment, but then that would cover the $9,000 deductible or a good portion of it.
Correct. And we did sort of, you know, we analyzed it out. We realized the average person would have to pay that supplemental plan for 10 years, even to break even on the premiums.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are the chances of using it in the next 10 years? Very high.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. So it's going to happen. It's not like saying, oh, well, maybe a meteor is going to hit Earth. Yeah, maybe one in a trillion chance of that. But, you know, the chance that you're going to use your health plan, pretty good these days. So let's talk a little bit about now that we know that, you know, you can help find and be a detective and find the best plan and it doesn't cost anything. And even when there are some gaps, you've got some contingencies for that. What are some options out there when you're thinking about a health plan? Because I know that there's so many things you can go to, you know, the exchange plans, the government plans, the HSA, HMO, all of those. So where do you start?
Yeah, I mean, one of the bigger things is, you know, really talking with someone like ourselves, because we do have the experience, you know, to really know what's all available out there, knowing those gaps that are there. Because the big thing is a lot of people don't fully understand the gaps. You know, when that, and that's why we use those supplemental plans. But even another area that we look at is, you know, which is weird, is the fact that we can use life insurance even to cover the gaps in healthcare, which is huge because all of these traditional, the old type of life insurance just paid after you die. The new type pay if you get critically ill. And that can be paying out hundreds of thousands of dollars to really help out if there's critical illness. And so we look at the different options that are out there, you know, like there's the government exchange, which is, you know, at sometimes very confusing for a lot of people. Yes, some people can do it pretty easily by themselves. They have made improved over the years. However, there are some glitches in there when, if you don't know how to calculate your tax credits, a lot of people get stung, you know, afterwards when it comes down to tax time a year later and they think, oh, everything's fine. So that's where we make sure that's done correctly. There are short-term medical plans that are out there, which we do, which generally are a lot cheaper. And they can actually run, when I say short-term, they can run up to 3 years, which is great. So it's not really short-term, you know, in that way. And we also work with a lot of different health sharing programs out there, which you know, like, you know, different ones like MediShare and different ones that we can actually help to provide, you know, more affordable options. There are indemnity plans out there, which a lot of people get caught up on. They can be good in some circumstances, but generally as a whole, they're more like a supplemental plan. But a lot of families are buying that thinking it's full-on medical. Yeah. And so we've got to be very careful that people are buying the right plans out there. I know Dave Ramsey also talks about HSAs, and HSAs, they're fantastic. However, what Dave clearly says, though, you have to be the right candidate for that if you follow the principles and you've got your fully funded emergency fund.
Yeah.
You've got the funds to fund it. We talk to a lot of people and they're on the baby step one or two, still paying off debt, and yet they want to do an HSA. To me, it makes no sense at all.
And HSA, doesn't that stand for health savings account?
Correct. So yeah, basically you put in, you know, maybe, you know, $6,000-$7,000 a year into an account and you can write it off. Well, if you're you're not making necessarily that much money, you know, why would you need the tax write-off? And also, where are you going to get that money to put it in there in addition to your insurance premium? You just don't have it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a really good point. I mean, there's some things you can go, oh, that sounds great because I heard this person say it or I read this in the news, but let's take a look at how it impacts me personally, my situation. That's a big thing because one plan that could help Stephen would not potentially help Mike. So you need to know, you need to have someone that is going to look at your situation and go, ooh, this would work for you because this one, not so much.
Right. And, you know, and also sometimes people, it could be a great fit for them if they're going to be making a lot of medical claims in the, you know, the year ahead. So that could be a good fit. So it's to say, it's very personal. And people just don't know the ins, necessary, all the ins and outs, all the gotchas with some of these things and how they work. And we want to make sure that, you know, you're paying the least amount of money towards your insurance plan, as well as the least amount of money when it comes down to out-of-pocket exposure.
I think that's a big thing that might get slipped between the cracks, because you might think, oh, good, here's this plan with the premiums that are lower, and that's wonderful. But do they allow you to go in and see a doctor whenever you need to? You know, what is their copay? Oh, well, if you can't go see a doctor whenever you need, you got to pay $500. Now that eats into the savings that you are paying on the premium. So now all of a sudden it balances out. And what looked good on the front end now is bad at the end of the year because you didn't get this availability, you didn't get that availability. And I think that's where your eagle eye of being able to say, yeah, but here's what you have to consider and look at the big picture.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what it's looking at, all these different factors. And we, you know, which we can see just from pure experience. You know, we've been doing this for, you know, over 20 years and making sure that you keep sound financially in the overall picture.
If someone comes to you and says, hey, take a look at what I have now, and is there anything I can be doing better? What is the typical low-hanging fruit that you're noticing that if you have a successful outcome, where are you finding success when you're going back to that client?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot of it is, you know, it's looking not just at the individual plans, but a lot of times the catch really is people think, I've got it at work. I'm fine. I'm like, that could be fine, but they may not be fully aware of their exposure financially. And so that's where we can go in there and, as I say, you know, fill in the gaps where their work plan may not have it, Or sometimes those work plans can be just because that they offer a work plan, it doesn't necessarily mean it's good. It could be horrible. And you know, employers are obviously, they're trying to do the best they can because, you know, healthcare is expensive. And so they're trying to trim down their costs because they want to pay you more, but they want to give you the money rather than just spend, you know, half your wage on healthcare insurance. So they're trying to do the best they can, and they're cutting these things down, increasing exposures. And so that's why we like to always evaluate not just your individual plan, but always even your work plan. It's just good to have a conversation, double check with us to make sure that, you know, you're in a safe spot and that you fully understand what's there. And if there's places that we can help fill in the gaps, you know, where the employer plan is, you know, we can let you know. And if we always have this attitude of, if we can't, you know, put you in a better spot, great, stay where you are. We want you to stay there.
Yeah, I think that's a huge point, Stephen. So if someone is listening to this going, hey, I just don't know, and maybe it would help to get a second opinion, please do a review of what I have. You know, I'll send you over my documentation. What's the best way that they can learn more and then also reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, it's best to be, you know, going to our website. There's a link on there on the top right-hand side on to schedule an appointment. It's at rossbrokers.com. That's rossbrokers.com. Or you can give us a call from the phone number on the website as well and schedule a time to speak to one of our team members to guide you through what's best for them.
Excellent. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on today talking about this very important topic. I appreciate your input.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.